In the 1970s, pro football replaced baseball as the national pastime, but some now say the long-term effects of head injuries have put the game in an existential crisis. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Matthew Casey reports on a Goodyear man who played in the National Football League when headshots were perfectly legal and usually celebrated.
See, I can't swing this because my shoulder doesn't give me any strength.
A monsoon storm knocked over a plastic shed in Carl Barisic's backyard, so he's using a sledgehammer to take it apart. Barisic played in the NFL in the 1970s and 80s.
When I was playing, I liked competing and I liked hitting people.
The 66-year-old has a degree from Princeton. He also has metal in both knees, a hip, and the shoulder that's bothering him.
Actually, the joints that have been replaced in many ways feel better than real ones I have left.
Barisic won't let arthritis disrupt retirement with his wife. Next month, they'll raft the Grand Canyon together. But the headshots Barisic took in football could interfere with their plans down the road.
I don't know whether the things that I experience in my life are a sort of natural aging process or my natural aging process has been accelerated by this brain trauma.
Barisic doesn't worry if he'll get chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It's the brain disease linked to football. A recent study found CTE in 110 of 111 former NFL players. Knowing about CTE would probably not have changed Barisic's decision to play.
I'd figure, just like everybody does, I'm the guy that's going to beat the odds. And I still am the guy that's going to beat the odds. My buddy Tom, well, he didn't quite beat him.
Tom DeLeon and Barisic shared their families as much as football. After DeLeon died last year, doctors found advanced CTE in his brain. Barisic held his best friend's hand as he passed away.
It was very moving, and he knew I was with him, and so that makes me feel good.
DeLeon and Barisic met through the violence of football. They played on different teams then, and on a punt play, DeLeon said hello.
Out of nowhere, he blindsided me. He lifted me up off my feet, and I came down. I landed on my feet, but I wasn't quite sure where I was.
Barisic doesn't know how many concussions he had. They were diagnosed differently 40 years ago, says Dr. Javier Cardenas.
Anything less than getting knocked out was not a concussion. We know now that's not the case.
Cardenas is a brain expert and NFL consultant. He says doctors are trying to figure out the effect of hits that don't produce concussion symptoms.
The big question, the big concern is, are these also damaging to the brain? At this time, we simply don't know.
As a defensive lineman, Barisic got hit in the head during every game and every practice. Most football players had side jobs back then because pay was much lower. So the pressure to be on the field was greater, says Kevin Cook. He wrote a book about the era called The Last Headbangers.
You were definitely not tough if you sat out.
The rules were different too, says the Massachusetts-based author. Head-to-head hits were glorified, and players could use their helmets as weapons to hurt the opponent.
There's no doubt that men are today senile at 50, are dying earlier, are suicidal solely because they played football, and not just NFL players.
Barisic and his grandchildren do jigsaw puzzles in his living room.
This is a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah. This one Grandma got was actually really hard.
The kids live across the street in Goodyear. Barisic and his wife plan to spend a big part of retirement with their grandchildren.
Find all the corners and then find all the edges.
Puzzles help keep the mind limber. Barisic has done tests so doctors can better understand how football impacts people's brains. But they're double-blind studies, so he'll never know the results. Overall, Barisic says he feels good.
I go any place I want to go, and, you know, I climb mountains, and I do what I have to do to have fun and to live life.
Doctors can only diagnose CTE post-mortem, and Barisic will donate his brain and spinal column to science after he dies. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Goodyear.